It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. We got a great show lined up. I'm very excited. Jessica Diestu is going to be here. And then Salim Muakil and Ken Davis are going to be in studio to help preview and react to the speech tonight from Vice Presidential Candidate Tim Kaine at the Democratic National Convention Day 3. Before we get there, though, let's talk local. Big news today, as Michael Sneed reported and the Chicago Tribune, that the Obamas have decided on a location for the Obama Library, and it is in Jackson Park. Southside Park was competing with Washington Park for the location, and it looks as if Jackson Park is the winner. On the phone with me now, Lee Bay. He's our architecture contributor. He's covered architecture and urban planning here in the Chicago for years, also part of the city government. He worked for Mayor Daley in urban planning. Lee, good to talk to you tonight.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So we've talked about this before, and you had a feeling that it was going to be Jackson Park.
That's right. You know, I think the last time I was on a show, I said Jackson Park was kind of coming up from behind, like in the horse race. And the conventional wisdom was that it was going to likely go in Washington Park, the western edge of Washington Park, close to the University of Chicago, and part of the sort of westward expansion, for lack of a better word, that the University of Chicago was doing. Of course, is doing. Of course, you know Obama's ties there, and the University of Chicago kind of carried the water to find a location. But as the spring and summer went on, you know, you could hear on back channels that all of a sudden Jackson Park may be a preferred site because it was close to Lakeshore Drive, easy to get to by the Metra Electric, and also close to the Museum of Science and Industry, and that it presented better.
Yeah.
Than Washington Park neighborhood that surrounds the park. So there we have it.
You know, I mean, is that obviously ultimately has to play a role when you talk about how it presents. I mean, Jackson Park being part of almost the Southside Museum campus, when you talk about the Museum of Science and Industry and even Hyde Park, just the tail end there. Jackson Park is a beautiful park. What does the Obama Library bring to Jackson Park, and what does it take away from it?
Well, you know, this is where their pick as architect is going to be really important. Todd Williams and Billy Chen, you know, are fantastic architects. They're responsible for the Logan Center. And what was interesting about that, the Logan Center, when I interviewed Billy and Todd maybe 4 years ago when it was built, one of the things that Todd Williams said was the future of Chicago is the South Side of Chicago. He understood what that was. And so if he and she can translate that to the site and look at this, not as just empty parkland that's going to have, and it really isn't empty, it's a used piece of park, we'll talk about that, but really as a thing that carries forth the vision, a vision that it's really a first step in improving the South Side, not regentrifying it, but improving it for those who live here and those who want to live here, then that's a good thing. You know, what's lost is it's used as athletic fields for a Hyde Park High School, which is right across the street. By the way, we're talking about a stretch of land around 23 acres, 63rd Street to the south, 60th to the north, Stony Island, Hardstop to the west, and Cornell, which kind of looks like an expressway as it winds through the park, to the east. So, you know, that could be lost, but it may not be, because the RFQ for the library seems to indicate that that it wants to be surrounded by active space, not just sort of dead green space. So we'll see.
That's interesting. So yeah, that area right there, you're right. That's right next to the Museum of Science and Industry, and that's also an area that you know is very wooded. I guess there's, you know, if you go a little further back, you got the lagoons there. I mean, will it change the landscape of Jackson Park in that area?
You know, it will. Some of the you know, the features that you're talking about, a wooded aisle and the Japanese garden, is across Cornell, so that would be untouched. Okay. But this strip, this narrow strip, well, relatively narrow strip, I mean, 23 acres is the size of Millennium Park almost. It's a pretty big piece of land. That, of course, will be altered. But with that, I mean, the building itself is not going to take up that much. It may take up 3 acres, 5 acres, 4, which gives you the possibility of the remaining 15 acres or so to be really exciting and dynamic space. That can be great for that library, of course, but also be great for the surrounding neighborhoods and communities.
you know, we've talked about it on the program, but and the government, both at the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago, were a little smarter about this than maybe they did with the Lucas Museum, because there was already legislation that was approved to say that they couldn't be sued over this land. But I bring up the same question with the Lucas Museum. Is there going to be any opposition to the idea of the Obama Library being in this space in Jackson Park?
You know, I think there'll be some people who are opposed to it. But I don't think you'll see, I'm certain you won't see a suit being filed or anything like this, as you saw in the Lucas Museum. You know, one of the things, we talked about this, is that one of the things that the university and the Obama Library was smart about is that it built a constituency for the library of people who live in those two neighborhoods, Washington Park and Woodlawn, and surrounding Woodlawn, who were able to stand up and want this building, want this library, and understand its legacy and push for it. That's the thing that Lucas didn't do. I mean, you know, and we talked about this. You know, there was no one, I mean, there are people in the city who were interested. There are people in the city who liked the idea, perhaps, but there weren't that many people who were championing, willing to go to community meetings and, you know that kind of thing, which was the case here. It's a different thing, you know, Obama being, you know, a native son of the area, you know, first black president. You know, it's a different thing than Lucas in this case.
You know, and politically, I mean, it's interesting because this is something that, as you just mentioned, the president from the south side of Chicago bringing the library to Chicago was a big deal that the city was able to get the bid over towns like New York and other places that were in the running, like Hawaii. But let's talk about that. I mean, that is something that ultimately will be on Rahm Emanuel's watch. He was able to bring this to Chicago. Is this a win for the mayor?
You know, it's not a loss for the mayor. I don't know if it's a win. I don't know if the voters will say, well, Rahm did this. I think the voters may think, and the people may think, Obama did this. He wanted, or Michelle did this. I mean, they want this here. You know, I think it isn't the case of as it is with Lucas, where he embraced it, put it on his own back politically and publicly.
Right.
This is something a little different.
A coalition. Lee Bay, architecture contributor and urban planner here in Chicago, and he's a regular here on The Download, talking about Jackson Park being the location for the Obama Library. An official announcement should be next week. Lee, thanks for checking in tonight. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks.